The man from Gurchin, Patrick Feeney, joins us now. Always good to have Patrick on the show. Continuing, of course, to blaze a trail with the Three Amigos, but the entertainment industry continues to be hugely hampered by COVID restrictions. And of course, last Friday, the government announcing a 50% capacity for those attending indoor events such as concerts and the like. Despite that, Patrick and his Amigos are proceeding with their tour early in January. Patrick, good morning to you.
Morning, mate.
Thanks for joining us. Are you fed up with this? At this stage,
I'm kind of getting used to being at home. It's one step forward, two steps back the last few months, and it has been very tough for the music industry. They've probably been the worst affected. They've been the first to go, and they've definitely been the last to go back to things to full capacity. It'll take quite a while yet now.
Yeah, and that was a bit of a blow, I know, last Friday. You're not the first one to have spoken publicly about the need for supports, continued supports for those affected.
Yeah, they definitely need to be in place. Like, and you know, it's very frustrating because it's just very hard to plan anything now. To look at my diary and everybody else in our business, a diary will look full, but you know, before any of this happened, but at least you could plan and you were kind of sure of work coming in. But you look at a diary that's full and you don't really know now whether it's going to happen. But the only thing is that really, I suppose, the government, in fairness to them, they are putting the supports in place. They're acting on the fast this time, I think quicker than any other time. And they're getting them enforced as quick as possible. But they're all needed, so they are, because it's decimating for our industry, and especially on the days up to Christmas again. We're coming into another Christmas that we thought was just going to be a one-off, being set at home for Christmas. It's kind of what you call our heyday, our hay season coming into Christmas time. That it's the one that we all kind of aimed that we're definitely going to be very busy towards, and now we're going to be set at home for another Christmas.
Yeah. But you are touring, as we say, in January. That's going ahead. It's hard to plan and coordinate that, but it is going ahead.
It is. But at the same time, as I said, like with the diary, it's looking busy. And, you know, I think you have to keep working towards that everything is going to be working. And we do believe and we're hoping that things will be back to normal from a touring perspective after the 9th of January. So the Amigos are back on tour. We had to postpone some of our dates because the tour starts the 27th of December. So we had a few there between the 28th and the 9th of January that we had to push towards the end of January and into February. But all guns are blazing. Now we're looking forward to being back out again on the 10th of January. And hopefully we'll have a busy January and into February and get to do that tour. It's been 2 years since we toured together. So, you know, there's still a great momentum there and great excitement for us. Yesterday we were all getting fitted yesterday in Lavin's men's room by the moat. So, you know, the suits are ordered, and that's a good sign, and the new shoes are coming as well, mate.
Well, and you'll need new shoes next April as well, Patrick, won't you?
Yeah, I suppose the one positive thing for me that came out of lockdown is, I found the woman of my dreams now, and we're getting married in April next year, so we're looking forward to that, and we've had loads of time to plan for April, so in that perspective it's been good.
Yeah, and you met Claire during lockdown, during the pandemic, which must have been a difficult thing to do, as we know.
Yeah, we met at the beginning of lockdown, and but it's been great. Claire's from Sligo, and she was born and reared there, and she's been no stranger to Hurley's Jewellers. She's been there for the last 13 or 14 years in Sligo, and it's been great. We've had some difficult times in throughout the pandemic. We both got the COVID at the same time, but we overcame. We were fine. But with restrictions in place, it's hard for our relationship to blossom. But we managed to make it happen, and as I said, you know, out of it 2 years later comes a marriage.
Right. Well, it's a big year ahead for you, as you say, and hopefully the restrictions, entertainment-wise, will be further eased. But to getting married as well, 2022 promises to be quite a year. I remember, and maybe you remember, we involved you in an April the 1st prank a number of years ago, and Margaret set you up to pretend that you were going running for politics.
Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for, because is it true you were actually approached by a party to run since
that? Yeah, well, after that April Fool's, I didn't think it would cause such a rupture, but I got approached by a couple of different parties, and after that interview, and obviously it was hit on the head at the time, and music is the number one for me, but I wouldn't rule it out, down the road.
Would you not?
Something that I've always been interested in is in politics, so but not at this moment in time. Music is still number one at the moment.
Yeah, all right, okay. Well, I remember talking to you, and indeed you singing out in Gurchin when we were out there to cover the opposition's enclosure of the post office. So I know your sense of community is very strong, and that's good.
Like Gurchin is a great community, and I've always said that I love, no matter where I am in the country, playing or even, being when you're away in a broad tour, I love Gurchin, and I love to come home to it, and I'm very proud of it, and that was a huge blow for us in Gurchin at the time with the post office. But it came up with other ideas, and it's still booming, and Gurchin's going very well, and just one of those things now that was nothing we could do about it, really.
Yeah, all right, okay. So the Amigos are back, suited and booted, and I'm sure there's lots of rehearsals going on. So January, isn't that it? January, you're back in
January,
the saddle again.
We're doing our annual visit to Sligo, which I'm looking forward to coming home with the tour once again on the 26th of January. We're going to be in the Radisson. So tickets has been selling really, really well, and I suppose with this time of year, it's your ideal Christmas gift, but there's some tickets left, and we're looking forward to coming to Sligo and bringing the show. And it's a brand new show, I suppose, with the other positive that came out of the pandemic. We've had loads of time to rehearse, loads of time to plan and think up of new material, and we've a new album out as well for the Christmas. And so it's when we do get touring the show, it's a new show, and we're really, really excited of starting the tour, and I'm excited, looking forward to bringing it home to Sligo.
And we'll leave you with this, because I mentioned earlier, we had Patrick Feeney on the show earlier, and Patrick was with us during a live OB in Gurchin when they were fighting there to prevent the closure of the post office, and he turned up on the day and he sang a live version of My Own Sligo Home, accompanied by Michael McDonald. So we've plucked it from the archives, and we leave you with Patrick Feeney live, My Own Sligo Home. We're back tomorrow at 9. Francie and Cor next.
Much have I travelled, many sights I have seen, since I left my home in that island of green. From London to Boston and the river I roam, I long as I walk by Glencar, so happy and content. In Hazelwood Meadows, I oft walked alone. Need the seas of contentment, they're my own Sligo home. All together, where the bright lights of London the sidewalks of New York are so grand to me. I change it all, Lord, nevermore I roam. You take the road.
they're my own Sligo home. Farewell to the old home and the kai folk I knew. Every song and story with hearts kind and true. Someday I will wander back home across the foam. The bright lights of London are pretty to see, and the sidewalks of New York are so grand to me. I change it all, oh, never more would I roam to take.